Welcome to the Bone Coach Show, dedicated to helping you understand all things related to diet, lifestyle, bone health, and how you can live and thrive with low bone density and osteoporosis. I'm your host, Kevin Ellis, certified health coach, health and wellness speaker, and above all else, your bone coach. After being diagnosed with osteoporosis in my early 30s, I transformed my health through diet and lifestyle and now help my clients and community members do the same through my online coaching practice, BoneCoach.com. Look, there are no quick and easy cures for low bone density, but the choices we make every single day can have a powerful impact on our bones, our health, and our general well-being. I'll share the research, interview the experts, and help you figure out how to get the conditions right in your body so you can better your bones through diet and lifestyle. Short disclaimer, I'm not a medical doctor and this show should not be considered medical advice. Always consult with your healthcare team before making medical decisions and changes to your diet and lifestyle. With that being said, let's get on with the show.
We think about hormones, we think about sex hormones, right? But there are all these other hormones, our thyroid hormones, our adrenal hormones, vitamin D is a hormone, our melatonin, our oxytocin. So there's a lot of hormones. And yes, the sex hormones are important, but they also have to interact. All the hormones need to be addressed.
If you haven't done so already, especially if you're newly diagnosed with osteopenia or osteoporosis, or if your most recent bone density scan still showed more bone loss, go ahead and pause this episode and head over to BoneCoach.com to sign up for your free 7-day osteoporosis kickstart guide. That's going to give you everything you need step by step by step over the next 7 days to get on the path to improvement and stronger bones. You won't want to miss that. So pause this right now, head over to BoneCoach.com, and I'll be here as soon as you get back. Welcome to this episode of the Bone Coach Show. Joining us today to explore mastering the menopause transition is Dr. Sharon Stills. Dr. Sharon Stills is a naturopathic medical doctor who helps perimenopausal and menopausal women to pause and evaluate life so they can live the second act of their story stronger, healthier, and sexier while aging backwards. Her 20 plus years of experience and extensive training and background in European biological medicine, anti-aging therapies, and bioidentical hormone replacement, she has successfully helped thousands of women transition gently through the different stages of their lives with all natural methods. Dr. Stills is passionate about spreading the word about her signature Red Hot Sexy Menopause program, the philosophy she developed for you to reinvent your health, explore your spirit, and discover your sexy so that you too can create and live the life you deserve. She founded and ran one of the largest and most successful naturopathic clinics in the country for a decade and is the host of the Science of Self-Healing podcast. She's an expert physician for Women's Health Network, and she educates other physicians as the co-lead North American lecturer for the Paracelsus Academy in Switzerland. Patients work with Dr. Stills in a variety of ways through telemedicine consults and her life-changing retreats for individuals or small groups in healing and rejuvenating locations around the world. Some patients will even fly out to see her or fly in just to get the chance to work with her one-on-one. Dr. Sharon, it is a pleasure to have you here. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I think this is going to be great. So I always want to start out with, how did you get started in this journey of helping women through this really, really critical stage in their lives?
That is a good story. I actually went to naturopathic medical school to become a pediatrician because as a young mother, my eldest son was having health issues and the pediatrician had no answers for me. It's like, here, take another antibiotic that doesn't work or do anything. And so this is back in the late 80s, and I had to kind of do my own research, which there was no internet then. There were no podcasts. I would be on the floor of the library trying to find the one natural healing book. And so that was why I went to med school. I thought I was going to be a pediatrician. And when I opened my clinic in 2002, so 20 years ago, one of the first patients who came in to me was a woman who was going through menopause, and she had a copy of Suzanne Summers' The Sexy Years book in her hands. And she was like, I want what she's having. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's Chrissy from Three's Company. I grew up watching that show. I don't know why you expect Chrissy to give me information about how to treat you, but okay, let me see the book. And so I said, let me borrow the book for a week. I read it and I was like, wow, Chrissy is onto something. something. She's not such a dumb blonde after all. And so I thought, wow, this makes a lot of sense. Plus all of my training over in Europe in naturopathic medical school, I can even make this better because I'm going to really look at the whole body and not just replacing hormones. I'm going to make sure the body's functioning optimally. So I said, sure. And I helped her and her life changed. I was her husband's new favorite person. And she told two friends, who told two friends, who told two friends, like the shampoo commercial. And before I knew it, I had this big practice of women who were going through menopause and needed help. And at the same time, I was in my early 30s. And I was suffering with horrible hormone issues. I had probably the worst PMS of any woman who has walked the planet. I mean, I literally, people would ask me when my baby was due. That's how bloated I was. And I suffered for 3 weeks out of the month. It was horrible. And I thought, wow, one of my oaths as a physician is physician heal thyself, docere, doctor is teacher. And I thought, I'm helping all these women in their 50s, their 60s, their 70s, they're changing their outlook on life. They're changing their physical appearance. They're balancing their hormones. And I'm here in my 30s suffering. I thought, this is not okay. I got to start doing what I'm doing for them, even though it was a little different because I was still a cycling woman. So I started to treat myself and I got better too. And no one ever asked me again when the baby was due, which was really nice because that was an embarrassing experience for everyone involved. And I balanced my hormones and my health so much that when I went through menopause about 15 years later, I was 48 when I completed my transition. I didn't even have as much as a hot flash, which is a very rare thing to hear a woman say. But because I had used preventative techniques and pre-gamed and really worked on my hormones earlier, menopause was this beautiful experience as it is meant to be.
That's an amazing story, an amazing journey. I mean, to come through to the point that you're at now. And when you talk about, you mentioned that you worked on your hormones, right? And that you kind of, you were already ready when the transitioning was happening. How is someone that's listening supposed to be preparing for that transition? Like, how do you get ready for that?
Okay. So for those who are listening, who are younger, who are perimenopausal, and perimenopause means the years before menopause. And that could be 15 years, that could be 5 years, that could be 10 years. And so this could be a long period of time. And even for, if you have younger listeners who that's like far, far away and they're not even thinking about it.
Or their daughters, maybe even like, yes, if you've got daughters or granddaughters or, you know, daughter-in-law or something like that, think about them also when you're listening to this too.
Absolutely. And so you want to be thinking, are they having issues? Are they having heavy periods? Are they not getting their periods? Have they been put on the birth control for some reason other than birth control? Because anyone who has been put on birth control to manage their periods, to manage their moods, to manage their skin, that is not a solution. And that actually does more harm than good and compounds the issues. If someone in your life is dealing with infertility, or they get pregnant and they can't maintain a pregnancy, or they have mood swings, or they bleed heavy, these are all signs, migraines. There are so many signs and symptoms of hormonal imbalances that a lot of times when you go to your general practitioner or even to your OBGYN, you're told, oh, that has nothing to do with your hormones. Here's a med, or you just have to deal with it. That's part of being a woman. That's part of getting older. And that's all not true. And so what do you do to deal with it? Well, you find someone who can guide you, who's well-versed, who understands hormones, who looks at the body as a whole, not just as pieces. And so as a naturopathic physician, we are trained to treat the body as a whole. And it's funny because so often, even in the natural health field, we think about, Oh, what's your niche? Oh, you're a brain guru, or you're a thyroid guru, or you work with the cardiovascular system. And I'm like, in my over 20 years, I work with it all because the hip bone actually is connected to the leg bone. And so you can't really treat one part of the body without paying attention to it all as a physician. And so you want to work with someone who's going to look at the health of your lymphatic system, the health of your liver, the health of your gut, the health of your bones, the health of your mental status and your overall sense of well-being. Someone who's going to look at your lifestyle habits, your sleep, your diet, your stress reduction, your movement. And so you want to be working with someone who's looking at your genetics to see what's the cards you were dealt? And so I was just talking about my genetics earlier this morning, and I was dealt some lousy genetics. I have a very strong familial history of cardiovascular disease, of diabetes. I lost my brother. He was 39. He died of a massive heart attack. And when we were talking about my genetics, you can see that in there. I have like the worst genetics, but I don't worry about my cardiovascular system because I live very differently. I take care of myself. I take the right supplements. I sleep right. I have balanced hormones. I work on my emotions, all of these things. I detox. And so we have to remember our genetics are not the map of where we're going. They're just the beginning. And then how we journey is up to us and the choices we make. So you also want to be working with someone who really understands hormones. And unfortunately, even with people who say they understand hormones, they don't always really understand hormones. And so if you are younger, your hormones are cycling, they're changing, that's normal. And so a lot of times when I'm working with younger girls in their teens, in their 20s, testing isn't as important because I can really just tell symptomatically what's going on by taking a thorough case history. As you get older, and that goes true for perimenopause, I think a lot of women are misled because they have their hormones tested in perimenopause, and perimenopause is the roller coaster of hormones. And so, depending what day you check, hormones might be high. Check another day, they might be low. So there are some tests where you can check like every few days, do a saliva test and check throughout the month. And saliva tests, if they're done as a baseline for someone who's cycling, they can give you insight. But if you are taking hormones, saliva tests are very inaccurate. They will make it look like you are overdosed on hormones when you really may not be. And a lot of women get thrown off and get poor guidance on what they should or shouldn't be doing. Also, blood testing. Hormones are not really well tested in the blood because you can't see how the hormones are metabolizing. You can't really get accurate levels of the different kinds of estrogens. And so there are some things that I test in the blood that I check, like your thyroid or a DHT. Testosterone can be okay in the blood for women, but estrogens and progesterones are really not accurate in the blood. And so for women who are postmenopausal, it's really important you get proper testing through 24-hour urine so you can look at the metabolites and you can see what's really going on. So I think when you say you want to get your hormones balanced, there's a lot that goes into that. And I'm all for DIY and for empowering women, but you really want to have a guide to be working on your hormones with you. And hormones change. As if we're more stressed, if we're not sleeping, how's our diet? How's our movement? What's our liver doing? What's our lymph doing? What's our gut doing? And so we have to be monitoring them because our needs today may be different in 6 months.
And is there a specific test? I know you mentioned, testing in the urine for some of the things, testing in the blood for others. Is there a specific urine test that you prefer when you're looking at hormones
Yes,
too?
I like actual 24-hour urine testing where not the dried spot urine, but the actual 24-hour urine where you're getting the actual urine. It's been shown in the lab to be more effective and gives you better results. And so, yes, you got to carry around an orange jug and pee all your pee in it for 24 hours. But typically, once we get a baseline on you and once we check you to make sure your hormones are doing what they need to be doing, then it's just something you do once a year for your safety, just to make sure, because there's such a big misconception that estrogen causes cancer and hormones cause cancer. And that is just so not true. First of all, estrogen is just an umbrella. There is no estrogen. There are different types of estrogens. And some of these types of estrogen are actually anti-inflammatory. They protect against breast cancer. I use them to treat my patients who are dealing with breast cancer. And it's my belief, because if estrogen caused breast cancer, then when girls were going through puberty and growing breasts and growing hips and estrogen was coming on board, or when women were pregnant and their estrogen levels are surging, we'd see a ton of cancer, and we don't. The same goes for men. We talk about, oh, testosterone causes prostate cancer. No, it doesn't, because most prostate cancer happens in men as they get older when their testosterone levels are dropping. And so it's the exact opposite of what we're told. So do toxic xenoestrogens from toxins in the environment push towards cancer? Yes. But does our own estrogen? No, not if it is balanced properly and not if it is metabolizing properly. And so the only way we can look at those metabolites is in a 24-hour urine test. And there are some good metabolites. There's some metabolites I use, again, to treat breast cancer. There are other metabolites that are associated with a higher risk of breast cancer because they cause DNA damage. And so just because you have that metabolite doesn't mean, again, this is what you're going to have to deal with. It just means we have to go in and give you the right supplements or make sure you're eating the right diet and just redirect those metabolites to more protective metabolites. And progesterone, testosterone, DHEA, these are all anti-cancer. These all help support us. So we have to remember that hormones are a symphony. You would never want to just take estrogen you want to make sure all your levels are being evaluated so that you can get the right amount of each one and they work synergistically.
Sometimes when I hear people talk about hormones, we talk about it as like just this single thing, you know, just this hormones as this single thing. But as you're talking about, there's a lot more to it than that. And there are a lot of different hormones that are playing this role in helping our body function properly and support us through these different transitions in life. So let's talk about...
Well, actually, before you go, I just want to say, sure. I'm just talking about a few hormones now. Like we think about hormones, we think about sex hormones, right? But there are all these other hormones, our thyroid hormones, our adrenal hormones, vitamin D is a hormone, our melatonin, our oxytocin. So there's a lot of hormones. And yes, the sex hormones are important, but they also have to interact. All the hormones need to be addressed.
That's great. Now let's talk about menopause just a little bit here, because this is a really important topic. And let's even just define, what is menopause?
So menopause, the official definition, is when you've had a year without your period. So it's actually just a day. We're actually really perimenopausal. We have our year anniversary. We're in menopause, and then we're postmenopausal for the rest of our lives. And so it's talking about the cessation of the menses. And so this is a time in our lives when we are no longer going to physically be able to reproduce and birth a human child. But I like to think of it as this sacred, amazing time in a woman's life where now you can birth creativity, you can birth your passions, you can birth what interests you, you can really be self-reflective and focus on yourself.
That's great. And in terms of, I know you've got specific programs and things like that. I know you talk about your Red Hot Sexy Menopause program and things like that. I love reinventing yourself, exploring your spirit, discovering your sexy. talk about that a little bit. Like, because a lot of people that have gone through this period in their lives, they may not feel like they're in a position where it's even possible to get to the point where they feel sexy again, or where they can do the things that they want to do. And I always talk about how aging doesn't have to be a bad thing, right? It can actually be a good thing for us.
Yes. Aging is a privilege. Aging is an opportunity, and aging is something that is going to happen. We're all marked. We all get a year older on our birthdays. And so harnessing the beauty of that is really beneficial as we grow older each and every year. And so RED is really my acronym. I love the color red, as you can see. And my hair used to be fire engine red, but as I'm aging, it's turning blonde, because that's what happens to redheads. And I do a lot of work with color. Color has a lot of medicinal healing properties. And I just love what red is about. It's about circulation and vibrancy and passion and movement and love and energy and excitement. And that's what I believe this time in our lives can be about. And so we came up with RED, and then I made it into an acronym, because I'm a really big believer in the mind-body complex. And my experience has been a lot of people talk about it and then forget to really step into that and own it and participate in it. And over the years, working with patients for 20 plus years, I always feel like there are some women who are more in the mind area, and there are some women who are more in the body area. And so there are some women who just believe in the power of thoughts and creating the reality, which I'm a big fan of, and that really works. That's a whole other topic. But then they're like, but I'm going to swing by the drive-through, and I'm going to stay up late, and I'm not going to sleep. And they're just focused on like spiritual growth and emotional growth. And then there are other women, and Ben too, who are, Dr. Stills, I will take 78 supplements if you tell me to. I will only shop organic. I'm hitting the gym. I bought a sauna. I've got it all going on. And then we approach, do you want to talk about that painful childhood experience? Oh, no, no. And so they're really shut down to there. And so RED to me is bringing them both together. And although I do believe that a lot of physical manifestations can be from our energetic bodies, where we have emotional things going on that we just don't pay attention to. And if we don't pay attention, it comes in closer, and then it manifests physically, because our body's like, hello, you're going to pay attention. I'm going to give you pain, so you have to stop what you're doing. So even though I kind of believe that, I also feel like if we start with the physical body, we can just rule out or rule in things, because maybe truly you are just vitamin D deficient. And when you take that vitamin D, your fatigue is going to lift, or you're not sleeping because you're low in progesterone, or you're having painful sex because you don't have enough estrogen to moisturize your vaginal canal. And so if we can really look and get reinvent our health and get our physical vessel balanced, then we can kind of see what's left over. And I also believe, and I'm a big hot yoga fan. I used to practice a lot of Bikram, and Bikram would always say, he's not a very nice man, but he would always say, doesn't matter at 80, at 90, start hot yoga. You can repair your knees. You can stand up straighter. It doesn't matter what age. And I really believe, and I've seen it with patients, it doesn't matter what age you are at any time. If you're listening and you're new to this journey, great time to start. If you're listening and you've been on a health journey, great time to see if you can pick up a new tidbit to add in. It's never too late to turn things around and to embrace health and to start aging and feeling better than ever before. So that's kind of what the R is about. And then the E, exploring your spirit, because I do believe that we really do need to pay attention to past traumas, to embracing our emotions, to finding our joy, to cultivating gratitude. These things all really help us to to have a better journey here, to really experience what it is we're having the human experience for. And when we overlook these things, because we've been conditioned that the magic pill will help us. And when we overlook these things, we miss out. And I do believe that stress, whether it be emotional stress, mental stress, chemical stress, physical stress, it underlies all of our physical discomfort. And so it's really important to learn how to quiet the mind, how to see the beauty in the profound, but also the mundane, and to really explore our spirit and why we're here and what we want to do. It's why I write menopause with a parenthesis around the pause, because I'm obsessed with women using this as an opportunity, because usually our body's got our attention. We're not sleeping. We've gained weight. Our bones are struggling. Our brain is struggling. We're hot flashing. So our body's got our attention. I'm like, good. Well, you got the attention. Let's pause. Let's really investigate, become curious about our lives, about where we want to go, where we've been. So that's kind of what the E is about. And the D, discover your sexy, is really about feeling good in your power, in your passion, discovering what your gifts are that you want to offer up to the world. I believe each and every one of us has unique gifts, and it's hard to be in that place if we're having migraines or our back hurts or we're still angry. And I really like to get women thinking about what sexy means. Because again, society has told us sexy is size zero and a nice butt and big boobs and whatever else society tells us. And you know, maybe it is, but maybe it isn't. Maybe sexy is how you communicate or how you move in the world or how you speak or how you think.
Or how you feel.
Just how you feel. Yeah. Exactly. I remember a friend of mine saying to me years and years ago, and he said, you know, to me, if a woman moves confidently in her body, that's sexy. And I don't care if she's 300 pounds or 100 pounds. And that's really true. It's how we feel about ourselves. And so I'm really about, once we've got the physical and the emotional, mental, spiritual, then we get to kind of blossom. We've watered ourselves and now we get to see how we grow.
I love that. And in terms of bones, let's talk about bones for a second and menopause, because I know once menopause takes place, you know, that can be a period of time where we can lose up to 20% of our bone mass in some cases in a 5-year period, right? So what are some of the ways that you're helping support people kind of through that transition? And when you're seeing people that have, or were wanting to prevent maybe osteopenia and osteoporosis?
There's a lot of ways. So let's see. Well, first of all, we want to think about calcium and vitamin D and magnesium. So all the nutrients we need. And then we want to think about, are we absorbing those nutrients? So I'm always evaluating stomach acid, which tends to chronically be low in a lot of people, but especially in this time of our lives. And so we want to optimize our gut health. We want to optimize our absorption, because I see a lot of women who come in and maybe they're taking the right things, but you would never know because they're not absorbing them. So I think that's really important. I definitely utilize bioidentical hormones. I think bioidentical hormones are a huge player in the game and really important and can really strengthen the bones, prevent bone loss. So that's always something. I think a lot of women only think bioidentical hormones are for getting rid of hot flashes or for getting rid of symptoms. Is it going to make my hair look nicer or my skin look nicer? And I like to remind them that bioidentical hormones play an integral part in preventing chronic illness. And osteoporosis is one of those chronic illnesses that being on the proper hormones can really help prevent.
And is there a specific method that you prefer? When it comes to bioidentical hormones?
Method as far as?
In terms of the method of delivery.
Definitely not pellets. I've had to fix way too many women. I used to work in this clinic, and every woman who came in there was on pellets, and every woman was way overdosed and way not feeling good. I had to detox them. So I'm not a fan of pellets. I'm not a fan of oral for the most part, like definitely not oral estrogen. You can do, there are some forms of oral progesterone, and like pregnenolone and DHEA are really good, liposomally, which is into your mouth, sublingually. I use creams. So I compound my own creams and I make them with very natural bases, because even bioidentical hormones can be, they can have some really toxic components in the cream. And then you're applying that to your labia, and we're trying to detox, not retox. And so that's really important. Applying them to the mucosal tissue. I don't really use, you know, with men, I'll use testosterone injections, but women don't need that. A little bit can go a long way with women. So it's a lot of creams. We get them in syringes, and you just, I like to keep them all separate. So if we need to raise one or lower one, we have that availability. I also think another important thing that I look at with bone health is toxicity levels, and definitely heavy metals, lead. And a lot of us in this age range who are going through menopause or postmenopausal, we grew up in the age of lead. And there was lead in the pencils and lead in the paper and lead in the gas and lead on the side of the road. And it was everywhere. And what do? We store that lead in our bones. And so as we're going through our bones starting to break down, we're releasing lead. And so we really need to look at heavy metals, mercury, cadmium, and how are they affecting our bone health, and go on a well-guided detoxification protocol. So it's really important before you detox that you are making sure your drainage organs, your emunctories, nice old naturopathic term, are all open. That means you are pooping and you are peeing and your lymph is moving and your breath is moving and your gut is working. And it's not even just enough to say that you're peeing or you're pooping. You have to really have that evaluated. Otherwise, you're just moving toxins from one place to another and not doing good. So I think that's also really important, looking at glyphosate levels, which just make me sad because everyone has them. I mean, honestly, everyone has the heavy metals too. It's just a matter of, is your body able to get them out, and how bad, how intense is your load? But very rare nowadays that I see someone who doesn't have a metal load in their body.
Yeah. And I mean, that whole, our bones breaking down, those metals being released, the auto intoxication that's taking place. And then if you've got gut health issues, that's going to end up, you're going to end up having some kidney damage probably too. That's going to happen. And I would just like to, I know we're coming up on our time here, but I want to talk about, we've got your summit coming up. If you're listening to this as this has been released, that's great. You'll probably be able to catch a summit. If not, you'll be able to find Dr. Sharon in the show notes. But Dr. Sharon, let's talk about your summit that's coming up, and that is called Mastering the Menopause Transition.
Yes, which you are a part of and a sponsor of and an important part of. I loved our interview. And so, I put together this summit because there's so much misinformation out there. Women are misguided. They don't know where to go. And I wanted to have a place where women can come and be like, wow, I intuitively knew that. And I agree. And there is hope for me. It's not helpless. I don't just have to age and not feel good. And so I wanted to bring all this information in one concise place so that women could hear what they needed to hear. There, we talk about everything from bones to orgasms to cardiovascular health to exercise to the diet you should be eating to the mindset you should be having. And so there's something for everyone. And some women may need it all because they're starting from zero, and other women may be on their journey. And I always say also, even if we know something, it never hurts to hear it again. As we grow, we hear things from a different place. We can integrate them in a different way, or we can just say, woohoo, pat ourselves on the back and be like, yes, I am mastering that. I've got that down. I need to focus on this. And so I'm super excited about it because it's time. It's time for the perimenopausal, the menopausal woman to get the help she needs, to not suffer. Because I have to say that when I work with women who have been suffering for so long, it doesn't take that long. I evaluate, it's a couple of months and they're like, oh my God, I feel great. And so it just, I'm like, wow, this is just such a mishap in mainstream medicine and even in parts of alternative medicine where physicians are afraid to use hormones because they don't totally understand them. And so I just really wanted to get this information out there.
I love that. And what are the dates again, for those who are listening before it's released? What are the dates?
September 20th through 27th. So every day we will be having about—
and this is 2022, by the way. September 20th through the 27th, 2022.
Although we have a Mastering the Menopause Transition 2.0 summit already slated for next September, 2023.
That's great.
So yes, 2022.
That's great. So I'm going to link to that in the show notes. And like Dr. Sharon was talking about, you know, sometimes it's these conversations where it's one nugget, right? Or it's a couple nuggets, or it's those missing pieces or the things you thought you knew that you were doing right, but they're actually not the things you're doing right. Those are the things that you're joining these things for and listening to these things for, because sometimes that can be a key difference maker in your health. So I'm so glad you put this summit together. I'm looking forward to being there too. So again, we'll put that in the show notes. And then could you also tell us, if anybody wants to find you beyond this, where can they find you?
drstills.com. That's my website. I mean, I'm on social media as Dr. Sharon Stills. I host the Science of Self-Healing podcast. So I'm around. You just have to put my name in and I will show up.
Perfect. And for those of you listening right now, you can find all the resources, show notes, everything mentioned here today over at bonecoach.com/Dr. Sharon Stills, Mastering Menopause. I want to thank you again so much for your time. We'll see you in the next episode. Hope you found this episode of the Bone Coach Show helpful. You can find all the resources, show notes, everything mentioned over at bonecoach.com. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, be sure to share it with someone you love, a friend, family member, even a group of people. And also be sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode that can help you improve your bones, your health, and your future. One last reminder, if you haven't done so already, head over to bonecoach.com for more great resources to help you get on the path to stronger bones and an active future. I'm your Bone Coach, Kevin Ellis. I'll see you in the next episode.